This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Julia Jacobs and T. Xiaoik in the studio. And as always, we have two stories for you.
First up, we are reading news that, you know, China has reported an outbreak of H5N1 avian flu in a poultry farm in the southern province of Hunan. So amid the 2019, you know, this novel coronavirus global health emergency, people are now worried about what the avian flu outbreak could potentially lead to. So we'll be giving you some information about that.
And in the second half of the hour, we keep hearing how in most educational settings, boys struggle more or are being left behind. So could the answer simply be that boys learn better within the context of strong and supportive relationships? Mm. We look at some findings that may suggest that. And now our first story.
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, China has reported an outbreak of H5N1. That's a subtype of avian flu. And they have found it in a poultry farm in the Shaoyang city of the southern province of Hunan. Hunan is actually quite close by to the Hubei province where the Wuhan coronavirus is that it's sort of the center of the outbreak. But coming back to this H5N1 outbreak, that particular farm has about 7,000 over chickens. More than half of them, about 4,500, have died from this particular flu outbreak. And following that, health authorities in the city have culled almost 18,000 poultry. However, and all this was according to a statement issued by China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs. However, they did not actually specify when the outbreak occurred or when the cull happened.
Understandably, though, people are worried about another dangerous virus potentially crossing species and infecting humans. So the H5N1 outbreak that occurred back in 2003 had, you know, significant impact not only on, you know, the chickens, but on the people who came into contact with the sick birds. According to the World Health Organization, the H5N1 virus has infected 608 people since 2003 and has killed 359 people. So that's actually quite a high fatality rate.
It is, yeah.
And the effect on the poultry trade, of course, has also been very has been severe. So since 2003, H5N1 has killed or forced the culling of more than 400 million domestic poultry and has caused an estimated $20 billion in economic damage across the globe before it was eliminated from most of the 63 countries that were infected at its peak back in 2006.
So now, fast forward to today, do we need to worry about this current outbreak that's happening in China? So I spoke to Prof. Dr. Latifa Hassan. She's a professor in veterinary public health and epidemiology from University Putra Malaysia to ask her exactly that. And first, she explains what is H5N1.
Okay, to give some perspective, some say that flu, of course, that everybody knows, is a highly infectious viral disease, and it is caused by influenza viruses. The several viruses that can cause flu, influenza virus type A is the number one, which causes most of the common colds and other flu that's happening nowadays. So basically, there's many subtypes of influenza virus. For avian flu, now bird flu or avian flu, it can be caused by many subtypes of influenza viruses. H5N1 is just one of the subtypes. There are also many others, such as H5N6, H7N9, H9N2, so there are many. And depending on the subtype of the virus, the symptoms that is manifested can vary from mild to severe. For H5N1 avian flu, it caused a very severe form of respiratory illnesses in birds. Especially affected is our domestic poultry, but it can also affect men. Basically, the disease can be transmitted from sick chickens to humans. It's one of those viruses that can cross the species barrier, basically. Other avian flu, there are a few others that can be transmitted to humans as well, but it may not cause a very severe form of infection as H5N1. So for H5N1 subtype, it was first discovered actually in 1997, and the first human case was actually seen reported in Hong Kong. But not until 2003 is when the disease re-emerged and then was affecting many countries, especially Asian countries. they were badly affected, but also many other countries in the world were affected with the re-emergence of the H5N1.
And were there a lot of fatalities, if you could refresh our memories about the outbreak in 2003?
There were a lot of human fatalities. There were many, three, I think, or four major countries were affected in terms of human fatalities, but they also had many cases in their poultry population. Indonesia, Vietnam, and Egypt were, I think, among the top three countries in the world that were badly affected. Many people died, and many chickens actually died, and they had to call many poultry to control the disease from continuing to happen to human population. Yeah, there were quite a large number of humans that died in 2003, but the death actually, the fatalities actually is continuing to the present time. It's just that the cases or the incidents have declined just because people are more aware and they are more prepared for cases like this.
Okay, so H5N1 is actually endemic among people right now?
Not in Malaysia, but there are countries that has consistent number of cases of H5N1 in their chicken population, especially their local poultry population, and that is Vietnam and Indonesia. Malaysia has been very fortunate. We have had very few, very sporadic, small cluster cases of H5N1, especially among our backyard chicken, but it was very quickly contained, and we never reached that scale by which Indonesia or Vietnam or other countries have gone through in terms of fatalities among our chicken population. And we have never had any human cases for H5N1 in Malaysia.
Okay. And also looking again at the major outbreak from the past, who were the groups of people who were at high risk of being infected with H5N1?
Okay, H5N1 can only be transmitted, as far as we know and as far as evidence shows us, through direct contact between sick chickens or sick poultry or birds to humans. There has been very limited or almost no strong evidence to suggest human-to-human transmission. Mm-hmm. It's unlike SARS, it's unlike the novel coronavirus, which can be transmitted to, from human infected human to another human. Mm-hmm. So for H5N1 so far, it's only from sick chicken to humans. So that's one of the major reasons why H5N1 can be quickly contained. Mm. If you can contain the infection in the animal population, you probably will be able quickly to contain any infection in humans.
Mm. And when you say contact between a sick bird and a person, what kind of contact? Is it handling or is it even consumption?
Mainly handling. Because in most cases of H5N1, those people have had history of handling sick chickens. Either they are farmers or they are wives or neighbors of farmers with sick or dying chickens. Mm-hmm. So they directly were in contact with live or dead animals. For consumption of chickens that were sick with H5N1, by right, if the product was to be cooked, heat treatment would kill the virus. However, while you are handling that carcass is the problem. You know, it's not if you were to cook it and then somebody else was to consume it, that person who consumed it probably will be safe. But you yourself who have handled the raw product would probably be at a higher risk compared to the person who actually consumed the cooked meat.
So what kind of safety measures need to be put in place to limit that transmission as much as possible? I mean, right now, China has culled, at this point, almost 18,000 chickens.
Correct. So because of the way the virus is, can be transmitted, which is directly from chicken to humans, then the way to control it is to actually manage the poultry population and to make sure that people are aware if your chickens are sick or if you see any chickens dying or sick, especially in large numbers, then you would need to stay away from the chickens and definitely immediately report to the veterinary authority of your country.
And, you know, the World Health Organization does caution that because influenza viruses can mutate, we should be on the lookout for H5N1, you know, sort of evolving to enable human-to-human transmission. What should we look out for to ensure that's not happening?
Viruses, even though they're just like piece of DNA, they're pretty smart and they want to survive and they're pretty quick in terms of evolving and mm-hmm. mutating. And mm-hmm. yeah, the genetic makeup has that ability to change quickly over time, to mm-hmm. evolve over time. So far, H5N1, fortunately, have not shown to actually evolve that way to make itself more transmissible from one human to another. But of course, these things take a lot of vigilance and surveillance and monitoring. And there are organizations out there that are doing surveillance and monitoring of all the influenza viruses that are circulating in the human population to see, you know, how they are evolving and what are the potential for pandemic occurrences mm-hmm. For that. So far, for H5N1, it mm-hmm. remains to be something that's pretty rare compared to the seasonal influenza virus. Mm-hmm. Seasonal influenza virus has killed more people than H5N1 so far. Yeah. But for the most part, in most countries in the world, the authority, the interagency collaboration, and our workforce, they actually work together in terms of doing the surveillance and monitoring to make sure that one agency, for example, the Human Health Agency, is aware whenever there is an outbreak of H5N1 in the chicken population. They have to be communicating with their counterpart at the Department of Veterinary Services to make sure that they can work together and share information and be on the lookout and prepared to make sure that we can tackle things as soon as it arises and not wait for it to actually, you know, spread and mm-hmm. and become the scale and the magnitude becomes something that we cannot handle at the country level. I think in Malaysia, every year there is an interagency simulation activity for H5N1 mm-hmm. for avian flu. Mm-hmm. The interagency collaboration involves testing preparedness of the Department of Veterinary Services and then the Ministry of Health and the local government and agencies to see how they respond if there is a H5N1 outbreak mm. in the chicken population mm. That spill over to the human population.
And maybe one final word, Prof. Latifah, to reassure people who are now quite alarmed, you know, on top of the novel coronavirus, hearing about H5N1 among birds in China. Perhaps a note of reassurance?
Okay. So people like to forward and disseminate sensational information mm-hmm. and like scary news and things that may portray themselves from official sources or mm-hmm. legit sources. So I suggest if you are not sure about the source of the information, to be a responsible person, you should not be forwarding those information and should just be relying on legitimate sources. So again, H5N1 is quite rare. It is happening in China, but remember there are also many other flu viruses that's happening at the same time. H5N1 is just one of them. Mm-hmm. And the likelihood of it becoming something that is potentially pandemic, I think if everybody, all the World Organization, interagency responsible for animal and human health, if they work together and they try to tackle things as it begins, I think we are in good hands.
So that was Professor Dr. Latifa Hassan. She's a professor in veterinary public health and epidemiology from University Putra, Malaysia.
The Malaysian Veterinary Services Department has confirmed that Malaysia does not import any live animals or products from Shaoyang.
Mm.
We do, however, import chicken cuttings from a processing plant in Liaocheng, Shandong, which is about 1,313 kilometres away from the scene of that H5N1 outbreak.
Mm.
However, the VSD said that it regularly takes samples of the chicken cuttings to be tested for H5N1 and that there have been no positive samples so far. So it will also continue to monitor the situation alongside communication with the World Organization for Animal Health.
Yeah, and you know, as Prof. Latifa has assured, H5N1 is rare, like she ended with just now. There is constant surveillance of avian flu outbreaks worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Malaysia, we conduct annual influenza preparedness to ensure that we are not caught off guard if there should be any cases detected among the poultry here. So, you know, let's not get too alarmed about what's happening in Shaoyang, in the farm over there. But, you know, in the meantime, there are actually other influenza viruses that can cause harm to us, but for which there are vaccines like H1N1.
That's right.
So go and get yourself vaccinated and, you know, yeah.
And stop spreading fake news.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God, the amount of posts I've seen on like, okay, the apocalypse is coming, the chickens are dying, and so will you next, you know, that kind of horrible thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So, yes, keep yourself informed, but don't get too alarmist.
That's right.
You can continue to tweet us about this if you have any thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. We do need to take a quick break and we will be right back. But first, here's Calm Like You by The Last Shadow Puppets, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.